I'm joined by Josh Lucy. And Josh, here we are at PwC's brand new spanking headquarters in central London. And I suppose, first of all, at the moment, you're kind of, where possible, juggling a bit of rugby back into your life as well with London Wasps. And just tell me how it's all going and how the little niggle is that you've got at the moment.
Well, in terms of fitting everything in, it's, as I said to Leon and Sean, if I could help out at weekends and either cover the bench or just put another sort of body on the ground, because as we all know, due to injuries, they're fairly thin in that department at the moment, and happy to do so, but that doesn't get in the way of work here. This is the day job during the week, and then it's almost a throwback to the old days, really, just turning up with your boots on a Saturday and crack on with it. And I think it's a little bit, obviously it's a little bit disappointing with the season we've had, but the reality is that needs must, and Wasps don't have a huge squad, so just providing some cover at the weekends, and indeed try to help out some of the younger guys throughout the week, being on the end of the phone and try to help guys like Chris Wade and Seb Jewell and the likes, and Don Ward, you know, in terms of actually really try and fulfil their potential, particularly at the moment now when we've got, I wouldn't say you've got nothing to play for, but you know, the shackles are certainly off. In terms of my niggle, I was a bit disappointed last Wednesday just to have a little tweak in training. These things happen, particularly when you get to my age. And so I'm hoping to be fit for this week, coming weekend. Failing that, then definitely the following week, which is obviously the St George's Day game at Twickenham.
Obviously you must have enjoyed it, and what's the kind of the reactions been from teammates and colleagues and friends, and what's your kind of personal emotion been as well?
Well, most people said, what the hell are you doing, which is quite fair enough, actually. I mean the reality is, it's not, you know, this isn't a comeback. I'm just covering the bench for a few weekends because Sean and Leon said, can you please do that. The sad situation is the Wasps haven't, you know, unless there's some sort of mathematical sort of miracle, we're out of Europe this year, which is very disappointing. And as much as anything else, you know, what I do here is you work with clients to make organisations more effective. And if there's any way in terms of working with Leon and Sean, some sort of working behind the scenes and try to add some things in terms of what needs to change for next season and beyond that, then if I can add some value in that space, then that will be as important, if not more so, than actually anything you can do actually on the field. In terms of you know, coming back, I mean, the guys have been really great about it, because it'd be, you know, they're obviously around the club during the week and they're working hard throughout the week. And I do my training my own did, but the only way you prove yourselves to your teammates has always been on the field, isn't it? And if you're willing to work hard enough and put the effort in there, that's what gains you respect. For me personally, yeah, it's you know, a bit of fun. And you know, I think, you know, one of the nice things being here is that sort of you sometimes don't get involved in some of the aspects of professional sport, which can be somewhat more monotonous or tiresome. And actually, it's quite, most people have hobbies, be it playing five-a-side football at the weekends or going fishing or whatever. Mine's just sort of happens to be Premiership rugby at the moment.
Trotting out for us.
Yeah, yeah. But joking aside, it's a club I care enormously about. It's very, I think if you speak to any of the players, I think it sort of hurts a little bit seeing them in the league where they are. And if you can just hold up a bit of a mirror to some of the processes and the way they're operating, to the guys that run the club, then to make it better going forward, then that's great. And I know for a fact that the guys, both in terms of the owner, Steve Hayes, all the coaching staff and the players, are very passionate about getting Wasps back to where they are. And that might not happen immediately overnight. There needs to be a rebuilding process, as there is with all great teams that have had a massive amount of success. But they're passionate about doing that, and I know that they'll get there.
Fantastic. Well, Josh, great to hear your thoughts. Really appreciate your time and taking time out of your busy day today, and enjoy the sunshine.
Cheers, buddy.